What are security tokens and who is able to buy them? Stay tuned. Be right back. Hey, peeps. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. So now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So I'm going to answer the question that I get quite regularly in a quick and dirty style, right? Before I do, though, I need to give you a little disclaimer. I am not a lawyer. I do not pretend to be one. And I suggest that any of the information in this video be taken with a grain of salt as laws change, interpretations of things change. And right now, depending on the country that you live in, it may be a completely different set of circumstances that apply to you. With that said, you must consult with legal professionals about security tokens, investing in them, creating them, etc. This video is for entertainment and educational purposes only. Now, with that said, let's dive right on in, right? So, security tokens are basically a tokenized or digital version of traditional securities, similar to how stocks are ownership in a company. For an investment to be considered a security, it must typically meet certain criteria. This includes that it is an investment of money, the investment is in a common enterprise, or there is an expectation of profit from the work or the promoters or the third party. This is often referred to as the Howey test, which is based on a case with the SEC back in 1946. So if a crypto token passes this three-question test, it's usually considered a security token. Since these are considered security tokens, they must meet SEC regulations. If the regulations are met, there are some powerful use cases that open up. Another great thing about when security tokens meet regulations is that they put credibility back into the blockchain and cryptocurrency industry, which, if we're honest, can get hit pretty hard by the press at times. There are often many other benefits that are shared by other cryptocurrencies as well. For example, things like increased speed of transactions, being on the blockchain and being accessible globally. Now, if you've looked into security tokens, then you've probably noticed that for the most part, if not all of them, you must be an accredited investor if you live in the United States. So under the United States federal security laws, typically only accredited investors are able to participate in certain security offerings. The main reason this exists is to ensure that all the people that participate are financially sophisticated and are able to take the risk of loss. So what does it take to become an accredited investor in the U.S.? Well, there's a couple ways to qualify, but remember to always seek a professional in this area, though, as they'll be able to let you know about the laws that have changed or even if you qualify, right? One way to qualify is that you must have a few years where you've earned income that must have exceeded $200,000 if filing single, or $300,000 for joint income, and you must also have an expectation for similar income earnings in the next year or two. Another way to qualify is that you have a net worth of over $1 million in assets while excluding your primary residence. So that is about it for this video. Hopefully this gives you a little better understanding of security tokens and what it takes to become an accredited investor. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all in the next one.